the task force meeting for the state of Maine. We'd like to see I'm getting signals from the floor here and I'm having a hard time reading, so bear with us. We'd like to welcome you to this beautiful facility. I think it's going to turn out to be an excellent day, and we have some very important things to talk about, so welcome. I'd like to go over a few housekeeping points first. My name is Brandi Currier-Jones. I'll be facilitating your meeting today. If you could please take a moment to turn your cell phones off or at least silence them, that will give us an opportunity to give our full attention to the meeting. So this is an intergovernmental agency meeting, and what that means is that the folks sitting around the table with you share an interest in the government aspects of this task force. It is an open meeting. The public is welcome and invited to come and sit in, but we'd like to keep the questions focused at the latter end of the meeting. There will be an opportunity for two questions right before the lunch break. The panel's agreed to take two questions. So maybe at the break, if you want to discuss among yourselves and organize what those questions ought to be. But we will have a much fuller question and answer session at the end of the meeting, about 4 o'clock, I believe. So without further ado, I'd like to bring to the podium Karen Tilburg, Senior Policy Advisor for the Office of the Governor. She's going to make her way this long trek up to the front. While she's making her way, I'll make one more point. We do have two note takers in the room with us today, sitting around the table with you. It's extremely important when you get to the point where you're asking questions or discussing the information, if you could please say your name before you ask a question, and also speak clearly. We do have a microphone that we can use for folks who want it. If you're like me and you shout, you might not need it, but please just make sure you speak slowly, clearly, and state your name. Thank you.
Thank you, and good morning. My name is Karen Tilburg, and I'm Senior Policy Advisor with Governor John Baldacci's office. And on behalf of the governor and all of us in the office, I welcome you today. First, I am so pleased to welcome our federal agency guests, our tribal representatives, our state agency partners, our state and local officials, and members of the public. It is so wonderful for all of you to take time today to be with us and be part of this discussion to really explore what kind of process takes place if there is interest in on some developer's part to lease federal waters off the coast of Maine for renewable energy. And today is a getting to know each other kind of day. It's bringing all the federal agency folks, all the state agency folks, tribal representatives, state and local leaders, and obviously members of the public who are interested in learning what actually takes place if there is interest in a lease off the coast of Maine in federal waters for renewable energy. What does that process look like? How do the agencies work together? How do we do public outreach? How do we relate to a developer? Very briefly, the governor is most pleased that this first initial task force is taking place. It was initiated by a letter from Governor Baldacci to what was called the Minerals Management Service, now BOEM. Is that how you say the acronym? We thank BOEM so much for responding to that initial request, which is something that is required by the federal agency regulations to initiate the exploration of you know, a process regarding leasing of federal waters. The governor did send this letter. It was inspired, I think, in large part by the very good work of Maine's Ocean Energy Task Force that worked for 2 years to come up with proposals, suggestions, and a vision that includes inviting and hopefully hosting in time renewable energy off the coast of Maine in deep water and in federal waters. So this is the very first step to in pursuing that vision in a thoughtful and coordinated manner. We also would, at some point today, want to hear a little bit from our Maine Public Utilities Commission. Mitch Tannenbaum is here from them, and just update us on the process that they've initiated in response to the legislator's direction to initiate a request for proposals for a long-term contract in deep water off the coast of Maine. So we're very excited for this opportunity to meet all of you, to start to explore how we can work together, how we can share data together, how we can understand a potential proposal together in a coordinated, efficient, and thoughtful manner, and how to work with our state and local officials and members of the public to make sure that this is a thoughtful process and one that's ultimately successful. So again, thank you so much for all of you to be here. And Aditi Rani, I think, is going to be next.
Most of you.
Thank you, Karen. That was a wonderful introduction. I'd next like to invite Maureen Vogel, Program Manager for the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management Regulation Enforcement. I always miss the last word there. Good morning.
You're not the only one that does it, so.
Good morning.